93.7, the River Classic Rock Redefined. There goes Toe Jam with Yellow Ledbetter, Doug and Joe Show. I'll be honest, and I don't think anyone out there would think I'm lying when I say this. I don't know nothing about the rapper Pitbull. I don't know a damn thing about him. I don't know what his music sounds like. All I know is working here in the iHeartMedia Megaplex, there's Pitbull and Adele and Lady Gaga pictures and all this stuff all over the building. And that's all I know about Pitbull. I know he dresses snappy. I know a lot of the kids like him, and he's a rapper. Joe found this, and this is pretty cool. What Pitbull did is he sent his, not a, but his, private plane down to Puerto Rico so he could take cancer patients out from Puerto Rico back to the U.S. so they can get their chemotherapy treatments. And he's going to bring back, I guess, a couple plane loads. He's going to go back and forth and help these people.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I thought it was one of the coolest things that I had read. I mean, people donate money, and that comes in very, very useful. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they're very thankful that you know, celebrities and whatnot are able to donate funds and stuff like that. But I hadn't heard of anything like that. The last thing we had heard of, it was that hotel chain that rolled up to a dock and only picked up people that were staying in their hotel, and they left the other one standing there.
Yeah, yeah. They hired the boat. They sent the boat out to the dock, and they said, hey, are you guests of our hotel? Good, get on.
You are?
Oh, you're not staying with us? You stay here.
Yeah, well, you just hang out on the deck. I'm sorry. We're not going to give you any food and water or comfort.
That is pretty damn cool, though, and it is his private plane. And I don't know anything about Pitbull. I thought, well, he must be Puerto Rican. I just assumed, you know, maybe he had family there. He was born in Florida.
Was he?
Yeah, and I don't know if he's got, you know, relatives or people back in Puerto Rico that he knows, but he did that. Sent him down there.
So 69, impressive.
69 hospitals on the island. Only 11 have fuel and power. So all these patients there, they still don't have water. Half the dam of Puerto Rico, no water, no electricity, still in ruins. And rarely do you think about what happens in these tragedies to the hospitals. You got newborns, you got people there that are on life support, you got cancer patients, so that is pretty freaking cool that he did that. I don't know nothing about the guy, but good for him.
Think about this. If we had money like that, I'm not saying we got to be the richest people in the world, but if you had, excuse me, celebrity money.
Pitbull money.
Pitbull money.
Yeah.
What would you do for, not even Puerto Rico, for any of these areas that have been ravaged by
Houston, Florida, whatever.
Storms, tornado activity,
whatever.
Whatever. Anything natural disaster-wise.
Do you want the PC radio guy?
No, I want to know what you would do. You yourself sitting in that chair right there. What would you do if you had that kind of money?
You want truth?
Yeah.
People are going to hate me. Nothing. No, I'm trying to be honest with you.
I knew you'd say that, man.
I think it's great. I mean, honestly, if I had that kind of money, because what Pitbull said is, and he didn't want attention from this. He didn't want this to be a big PR stunt. He didn't want the news cameras picking it up. He didn't care. He said, hey, I'm lucky to be where I'm at. I've got this. I can do it. I want to help. So he's not doing this to sell records. I don't know anything about the guy. Maybe he is. I don't think he is. But if I got Pitbull money and this happens, I mean, I'd probably cut the check. Or, because you know I love Narcos on Netflix, maybe I would pretend, and this is pretty cool what Juan Pablo used to do, Pablo Escobar. I think I'd go over there with just a big case of money, and I'd pick the families out, and I'd give them $5,000-$10,000. To me, the money's the best thing you can do. This is personal. I don't know if he's ever had someone that had cancer, you know, so it touches him differently. But I think walking through the streets of a war-torn or hurricane-torn country or place, I think giving people money to get them the hell out of there or to give them the things they need while their homes are in ruins and they're, you know, they don't know where they're going to stay. They're living in soup kitchens and burned out hotels. I don't know, Joe. I really don't. I mean, it's tough. I don't donate a lot. I like to donate time. I like to help kids out. But to be truthful, I don't know. I don't think that you need a lot of money to help people.
No, you certainly don't. You don't need any money to help people. You could go help people using other people's money.
Well, you could show up and you could donate time. You know, you can clean up parks. You could pour ladles of soup to people in bowls. You could help cook, you know, during Thanksgiving. That's the kind of stuff that means a lot to me. What would you do? You got Pitbull money. Let me guess what you're going to do. This is what Joe would do. Okay, like let's say you got, like, Virgin money. Like, what's that guy's name?
Richard Branson.
Yeah, you got his money.
Okay.
Let me guess. You'd build the people of Puerto Rico a new island. You got his kind of money. You're going to build him a new island.
Like using that Dutch dredging technique where they dredge up sand from the bottom of the ocean floor and build up a new island. You know what? That's not below me.
No, I know it's not.
I would do, and you know this to be true, I would do anything I could. If as long as I could still live and be stable and support myself and my son and whatever else I needed to do, I would do anything I could to help someone like that.
Well, what would you do? Like, what's the first thing that you would think? You got Pitbull money. You want to help. What would you do? What would your mommy do?
Well, right now I'd send them some gasoline, some water, and whatever else they're out of over there. I mean, that place is in bad shape. I don't think Florida, I don't think Texas, I don't think Louisiana, I don't think any of those states got hit nowhere near like what's going on here.
Puerto Rico was devastated. Puerto Rico was leveled.
It's just terrible over there. And those people don't, I mean, I feel terrible for them
right now. So how are you going to get this water and stuff over to them? You're going to take them water? What are you going to
do? I got Richard Branson money. I mean, I'm going to fly it over on a Virgin Galactic airplane. I'm going to drop it off with some parachuting techniques where it's in big boxes.
So you got little bottles of Dasani floating through the sky, little 16-ounce bottles on parachutes.
Oh, they could hit an X from a couple miles away nowadays.
So you're dropping parachuted bottled water to the people in Puerto Rico.
They clear me a runway, I'll land.
Okay.
You know, I'll land in there. Maybe I get me a float plane. Land a float plane on the island over there.
Yeah.
You know, bring my stuff that way.
Okay, so you're going to hand out, like, what, maybe 300 bottles of water?
MREs, meals ready to eat, get some rationing food. There's that Wiseco food company, you know.
So you're talking about doing multiple runs.
Oh, yeah.
Back and forth.
Yeah, if I had Richard Branson money, I mean, the guy's trying to take people for trips around the moon on a passenger plane. I mean, the guy's got money he could...
Least he could do is take a Dasani or whatever down to...
Yeah.
Take a, what's that, Goodwater? Voss. Least he could do is take some Voss bottles down to Puerto Rico.
And they're you know, then they're glass bottles. They could reuse them again.
Well, no, they're plastic now.
Oh, they are?
Yeah,
oh, Voss's went plastic finally.
Yeah, they don't put them in those fancy thick glasses anymore.
Well, we don't want that Voss water then, do we? I mean, anything. Anything and everything that I could. I would try to help in any way whatsoever. The only thing I probably wouldn't do is feet on the ground over there cleaning up and helping up, because I'm a lazy person. If I have that kind of money, I'd like to pay someone to go over
there.
So
you want to cut checks or bring supply. You want to parachute all this stuff off. You don't really want to touch down on the floor of Puerto Rico.
I would. I don't really want to work.
Okay, well,
so I don't want to get in a boat and go around and rescue people from waterlogged homes.
Yeah.
Or clean up the, like, when the water recedes.
Yeah.
I don't want to touch any of that. I don't want to do that. That's hard work.
That's why J.J. Watt. That's why everybody loves him. That's why everyone's going crazy for that Houston Texan, because he was boots on the ground in Houston, handing out blankets. He was picking up kids.
Well, look at him.
He's
strong. a large man.
Yeah, yeah. But still, maybe he doesn't like to get dirty, but he did it.
I try and pick up just one waterlogged mattress.
Oh, one Puerto Rican child. Really? You're not going to pick up a 3-year-old Puerto Rican baby.
Oh, I would pick up a baby. I'm talking about the heavy stuff, like a waterlogged bureau. Or chest of drawers, or a mattress. I mean, that would just rifle me. I couldn't even imagine.
Yuck. I think it is pretty cool, though. Yeah, Pitbull, sending a plane over to get the cancer patients. I mean, good for him.
I know, it's nice of him, huh?
And I don't know how long he's going to do this, but people are excited. They're sending out the tweets and stuff, so they love him. If he didn't do this to sell records, it sure as hell is going to help.
Typically, you name yourself after an animal like a pit bull. You think you're going to go over there and gnaw on something and hang from a tire swing or whatever you're going to do. This guy's actually, he should have been named Golden Retriever.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a...
Saint Bernard.
Oh, that's what he is. Yeah, Saint Bernard.
There you go.